Shall we pray?
Father, we give you glory and honor, worship and praise, Father, for the greatness of your purpose in each one of our lives. For all of the fullness of Christ Jesus is given to each one of us to receive, to realize, to discover, and to give expression to, Father, in thought, word, and in deed, in intent, attitude, desire, and imagination, in object and purpose, in will and emotion, in character, nature, and personality, in conscious, subconscious, and unconscious terms, in spirit, soul, and body, in heart, and in mind. This fullness of Christ Jesus is meant to make us a new creation. It is meant to unveil us so that we will truly, O God, be living members of his body, each one of us expressing unique measures of his fullness, growing measures of his fullness, so that his fullness will fill all in all. And in these words, Father, we realize, O God, that there is an awesome purpose that you have for us, O God. And each one of us is chosen. Each one of us is chosen to receive, to realize, and express the fullness of Christ Jesus. Each one of us is chosen to be unveiled in the name of Jesus, in the stature of his fullness, as a new creation, O God. And we thank you that you have chosen us. We thank you that you have chosen us from the foundations of the world. Each one of us is a unique creation in the making. Each one of us is an expression of the glory of your grace unveiled in us in living light, Lord. So as we release your word into us, Father, enable us to receive and realize the word in the light of your life. Enable us to receive and realize the word in the spirit and life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Enable us to receive and realize the word in the faith and love of Jesus for each one of us. Enable us to receive the word in the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that comes to us in Christ Jesus. Enable us to receive the word in his strength. Enable us to receive the word in the truth that will set us free. Enable us to receive the word that will come to us in a God-fearing faith, Father, that will enable us to be in the image and fullness of Christ Jesus, a holy people who stand in the knowledge of our God in the fullness of Christ Jesus. So bless us at this time, Lord. Enable the word that you are releasing to us to be received, Father. Let everything that is within us, O God, bless your holy name. So as we complete this module 5, Father, as we complete, O God, this introduction to the fullness of Jesus Christ, we know, Lord, that his fullness is the heart of the gospel, Father. His fullness is that the heart of salvation, Father. His fullness is meant to be the treasure of our hearts, Lord. So we ask you to communicate his fullness into each one of us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are on the subject of the fullness of Jesus Christ. You know the verse, John chapter 1, verse 16. I'm quoting from the New American Standard, and it reads like this: "For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ." That's what we were talking about, right? Grace and truth are being realized through Jesus Christ. Grace and truth being communicated in his fullness. We have introduced the word hypostasis, substance, and we know that the substance of his fullness is what we are each meant to receive and realize. Okay? The substance of his fullness. Okay? Today we will start with a verse that is found in the prophets. Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 28. Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 28. The last 8 chapters of Ezekiel are a messianic vision. And this messianic vision is of very crucial importance to us because it tells us that the Messiah will bring forth certain realities to us. At the heart of this whole 8 chapters is this verse that is so crucial and important to us. And it says this: "And it shall be with regard to an inheritance for them that I am their inheritance, and you shall give them no possession in Israel. I am their possession." Amen? Are you listening? I am their possession. Okay. So there are two realities of the Messiah that are open to us here. It says to us that he is our inheritance and he is our possession. And we know from the previous teachings, right, that the I am of who he is communicated to us in the substance of his fullness. Are you with me? And it enables us to receive him as our inheritance and as our possession. Now, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our inheritance and our possession, we need a heart. And that heart is described as a heart of flesh. Are you listening? That heart is described as a heart of flesh. Let's turn to John chapter 6, verse 51. John chapter 6, verse 51. We just read that in this messianic vision in Ezekiel, the Lord unveils himself in these terms: I am their inheritance, I am their possession. I am is the manifestation of the name of God. And here Jesus in John 6 verse 51 says, I am the living bread. So this reality of him being our possession and our inheritance comes to us as living bread. And he says, I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread also which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. So the bread is his flesh. And the bread which is his flesh is an expression of his I am. And this I am of the bread of life that is his flesh is meant to become our inheritance and our possession. Are you listening? For of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. Grace and truth are realized, right? A realization of his fullness. And his fullness that we realize is meant to become our inheritance and our possession. So Jesus Christ has been given to us as an inheritance and a possession that we are to hold in our heart, a heart of flesh. And that heart of flesh is of the fullness of his I am. Are you listening? Praise the Lord. Can you get that? What do you think will result from all this? It will enable you to function in his name. It will enable you to do all things in the name of Jesus. What happens when you ask for something in the name of Jesus? It will be given to you. Right? What happens when you do something in the name of Jesus? It will be done for you. So the name of Jesus is to us the gateway to all that God has for us. The name of Jesus is the means by which God is going to perform all that he has in his heart. That's why the Bible says that his fullness, right? His fullness is to fill all in all. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 1 rather. Verse 22 and verse 23. And he, the Father, put all things in subjection under his feet, Jesus' feet, and gave him, Jesus, as head over all things to the church. But Jesus as head over all things to the church does not simply come about. It comes about provided, verse 23, the church is his body. The fullness of him who fills all in all. So the fullness of him must fill all in all. The fullness of him is to be given to us as an inheritance and as a possession. Can you catch that? I want you to understand something. You have the right to receive of the fullness of Jesus Christ. You have a responsibility. Not nice word, isn't it? Responsibility. Right, everybody likes. Responsibility. Not so good word, right? We can't do our own thing. We have a responsibility to receive his fullness as an inheritance and as a possession, and to release that fullness so that his fullness will fill all in all. That's the purpose of the church. That's the purpose of the church, to manifest the fullness of Jesus Christ, so that the fullness of Jesus Christ will fill all in all. Are you listening? And this fullness of Jesus Christ is in substance, the Greek word hypostasis. Right? And we've already done teaching that that word hypostasis has been used, right, to describe the person, the being, and the nature of the Lord. And so we find that the substance of his fullness is of his being, it is of his person, it is of his nature, and it is the fullness that will enable us to unveil as a new creation. Are you with me? So God is unveiling a new creation, and that new creation is in Christ Jesus. And that new creation in Christ Jesus is of his fullness. And his fullness, right, is of the I am, of who he is and all that he is. And God is telling us that that fullness of the Son of Man is meant to become, right, our inheritance and our possession, so that we can in that process do all things in the name of Jesus. Are you with me? So this module on the fullness of Jesus Christ is meant to bring into your heart, right, that conviction that you need to receive the fullness of Jesus Christ. All right, let's look at another verse we have looked at before. Colossians chapter 1. Verse 19 and verse 20. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him. And that fullness that is in him is to be manifested in each and every one of us. Each one of us is to unveil some measure of his fullness. That's why John 1:16 says, of his fullness we have all received. Grace upon grace. So nobody can say, I'm not good enough. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. That realization is of his fullness. So his fullness is to fill all in all. And here it says, it is the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself. You see, that reconciliation involves his fullness. It involves the communication of his fullness. That reconciliation involves the communication of his fullness that comes to us, right? In substance. The substance of his nature, the substance of his being, the substance of his person. And this substance, right, unveiled to us subordinately, dependently, and derivatively, enables us to come forth, right, in accordance with what God wants to establish. So the ultimate purpose is reconciliation. All right. So this fullness of Jesus Christ, how does God communicate the fullness of Jesus Christ? God communicates the fullness of Jesus Christ through the Word of God. Right? Today we want to talk about that. The communication of the Word of God, right? No, the communication of the fullness of Jesus Christ through the Word of God. Let's turn to John 6:63. In John 6 verse 48, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. In John 6:51, Jesus says, I am the living bread. In John 6:63, Jesus says, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words, the rhema that I have spoken to you, are spirit and are life. The words that I have spoken, past tense, are spirit, are life. Because my words are communicated to you by the Holy Spirit. And in the Holy Spirit, my words are spirit, are life. Now, listening? All right? When we started this whole teaching program, we said that in Exodus, God said, I will give you a testimony. Right? So Moses went up into the mount. He took two tablets of stone. Correct? God says those tablets of stone are his work. The writing on those tablets are his writing. Are you with me? So those tablets of stone are meant to receive the testimony of God. The whole Bible is called a testament. So the entire Bible is called a testimony. Can you see the picture? The entire scripture is meant to be communicated into tablets of stone, spiritually speaking. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, God tells us that we are a letter of Christ, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, but on human hearts of flesh. And we are combining the NASB plus the New King James Version. Listening? So the entire word of God is meant to be communicated in a heart of flesh. Can you catch that? Now we already know that that heart of flesh, right, is of the I Am of Jesus Christ. Right? So God communicates the I Am of Jesus Christ, right, through his Spirit and his life. And that which comes to us in his Spirit and his life forms in us a heart of flesh. Now in his Spirit and his life, there is a faith and a love for us. Are you listening? Faith is substance, right? Faith is substance, yeah? Faith is the substance of hope. Why did Jesus Christ go to the cross? In the hope that he would truly save us. In the faith that his hope will be manifested in each one of us, unveiling in his image and his fullness as a brand new creation. That's how God is going to unveil his salvation plan. Are you listening? So the word of God comes to us in the Spirit and life of Jesus. When the word of God is communicated by the Holy Spirit in the Spirit and life of Jesus, that is the true word of God. That is the true word of God. That is the word of God that is written by the finger of God. That is the word of God that becomes hearts of flesh within us. Correct? Can you see that? It is not the intellectual word of God. It is the word communicated by the Holy Spirit. Correct? Are you with me? Let's look at another verse. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 15 and 16. Verse 15 and verse 16. Hebrews chapter 10. And the Holy Spirit also bears witness to us for after saying, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws upon their heart and upon their mind I will write them. Who is talking? The Holy Spirit is talking. And what is he saying? I will put my laws in their hearts and in their minds. Listening? That's what we are talking about. Okay? All right? And what is the Holy Spirit going to give to you? John 16 verse 14 says, Jesus says this, the Holy Spirit will glorify me. He will take of mine and he will disclose it to you. Now we know that him taking of mine and disclosing to us is in the substance of the Master's fullness. That's why we can possess it. That's why we can inherit it. Are you with me? Or rather, that's why we can inherit it, and the inheritance can become a possession. Correct? Are you listening? And it's all meant to have to be manifested in a heart of flesh. What is the flesh? The bread of his I Am. Listening? Okay? Just as you would eat bread in the natural, and that bread, when you eat it, becomes part of your physical being. So Jesus Christ is describing in John chapter 6 a reality where his flesh is the bread of life. And he's talking about
His fullness unveiling to us as the bread of life. As we eat the word of God, it becomes part of our being. How do we eat the word of God? By receiving it, by realizing it, by walking into it. By receiving it as revelation knowledge, right? Receiving it by understanding it, by accepting it in good and honest hearts. Remember the teaching? Correct? And then putting it into our lives. Practicing that word in what we do, in thought, word, and deed. And in that process, what we receive, understand and accept becomes perfected and completed inside of us. It becomes part of our being. Hello? What happens when it becomes, when the word of God becomes part of your being? It manifests a new reality. It brings into you, right, the potentials of a new creation. Listening? That's why in Revelation chapter 3 verse 14, Jesus makes this statement, I am the Amen, the true and faithful witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Now in the witness, true and faithful witness are His words, right? We just read about His words. Now His words are spirit and life. So through His words come spirit and life, His spirit and His life. And His spirit and His life are faithful and true. And that true and faithful witness brings into you the reality of a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen? And that new creation, Ephesians 2:10 says, that we are the workmanship of God created in Christ Jesus for good works. Listening? Praise the Lord. Now this reality of the word of God is described in Psalm 138 verse 2 as follows. Let's turn to Psalm 138. Verse 2. Psalm 138 verse 2. I'm reading from the New American Standard. If you're reading a New King James Bible, you will find slightly different words being used, but I prefer the New American Standard because it says something that is very powerful. Listen to these words. Verse 2 reads, I will bow down toward thy holy temple and give thanks to thy name for thy loving kindness and thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word according to all thy name. For thou hast magnified thy word according to all thy name. For thou hast magnified thy word according to all thy name. What is the name of God? I am. I am who I am. I am that I am. It says here that God has magnified His word according to all of His name, according to who He is, and according to all that He is. That means He means to unveil the magnificence of His word in the reality of who He is and all that He is. Are you listening? Got that? Now that level of the word comes to us in Christ Jesus. Let's turn to John chapter 17 verse 6. John chapter 17 verse 6. I manifested thy name to the men whom thou gavest me out of the world. Manifested. Jesus says, I manifested thy name to the men whom thou gavest me out of the world. How is He going to do that? Let's look at verse 7. Now they have come to know. Now they have come to know. Let's leave the intermediate part. Let's go to verse 8. For the rhema which thou gavest me, I have given to them. I want you to focus on those two phrases. Now they have come to know. For the rhema that thou gavest me, I have given to them. Are you listening? In John 6:63, Jesus says, "My words to you are spirit and life." So how does he give the rhema of God to us? How the rhema of God that manifests the name of God, how does he give it to us? He gives it to us in his spirit and his life. And that spirit and this that life are of the I am of Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ, who is the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form, manifests to us by the Holy Spirit the realities of the word that are in accordance with all of God's name. And he does this through his spirit and his life. That is the highest level of God's word. Are you listening? That is the highest level of God's word. And you and I are asked to take hold of this level of God's word. When God talks about writing the word of God in your heart, in a heart of flesh that is of the substance of the Lord Jesus Christ, he is talking about communicating the highest level of his word into your being and my being. And that level of the word gives expression to the fullness of Jesus Christ. Are you listening, brethren? All right. That level of the word unveils a brand new creation, the sons of God. Hello? The sons of God. Look at what Jesus is saying. I manifested thy name to the men whom thou gavest me out of the world. You listening? That what is he saying? I manifested your I am to the men whom you gavest me out of the world. Listening? Listening? All right. How is it going to happen? Let's look at verse 26. John 17. Verse 26 of John 17. He said, I have made thy name known to them. Right? How did he make it known? By manifesting from his testimony, the I am of God. All right? And will make it known. How will he make it known now? By the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. That the love wherewith thou didst love me may be in them and I in them. So how is I in them going to come about? Through the substance of his fullness. Also through the true and faithful witness being unveiled in us. Through the substance of his fullness and through the faithful and true witness being unveiled to us, being unveiled in us in the substance of his fullness. Are you listening, brethren? Do you understand now why God says you are fearfully and wonderfully made? Do you now understand why God says that the sum total of his thoughts over your life are vast? What has God invested in your life? The fullness of Jesus Christ. Why can we be saved? Because we are able to receive by the Holy Spirit the substance of the Master's fullness. We are able by the Holy Spirit to actually receive the true and faithful witness that will unveil us as a new creation. In that new creation, we are saved. Listening? That is the work of God. Listening? Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. What creature? New creature. New creature means not old creature. New creature means brand new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Behold, new things have come. You're listening. But all of those new things are entirely conformed to Christ Jesus. God's blueprint for you and me is the fullness of Christ Jesus. If we don't receive the fullness of Christ Jesus, we are going to be shut up under the law. You will just be trying to live the best you can, practicing principles and laws according to the best of your ability. But the moment you start looking at Jesus Christ and start receiving His fullness, you have the potential of receiving and realizing grace upon grace upon grace. That grace defined as His fullness. And in that fullness, you have the opportunity of coming forth as a brand new creation. And that brand new creation of the is of the substance of the Master's fullness. You listening? Praise the Lord. Amen. So if you can receive the Word of God, what did God do with His Word? He used His Word to create the heavens and the earth. He's using the same Word to create you. Only difference is this. He lets that Word be subject to your free will. He lets that Word be subject to your free will. You can either hear or you can either dismiss it. Remember what Matthew 13 said? Nothing is hidden from you. Correct? Let's turn to that. Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 11. And He answered and said to them, "To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted." You are born again. You have the right to receive. Nonetheless, the Lord says, be careful how you listen. Right? Let's turn to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, verse 22 to 25. Mark chapter 4, verse 22 to 25. "For nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor has anything been secret but that it should come to light. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear." And He was saying to them, "Take care what you listen to, for by your standard of measure it shall be measured to you, and more shall be given you besides. For whoever has, to him shall more be given, and whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him." Serious words, but God says, of His fullness we have all received. Grace upon grace. That's the will of God. But how you receive depends on your response. Hello? It depends on your response. God manifests according to how you respond to His grace. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Let's turn to that verse, those verses on the creative power of the Word. Let's turn to Psalm 33. Psalm 33. Verse 6. Psalm 33, verse 6. "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of His mouth all their host." Remember when we started this teaching on the Word of God, we said that the Word of God is inspired, right? You remember 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. The Word of God is inspired. What did we say was the word inspired mean? God breathed. Right? Now how does the God breathed word come to us? It comes to us as Rhema word. Rhema word is God breathed word. It has the intent of creating. Hello? What did Jesus say about Rhema as He went to the cross? He says, "The words, the rhema that Thou gavest me, I have given to them." He has given, but we have to receive. If you say all this is beyond me, then it will stay beyond you. So remember those words on understanding? If you don't understand something, what happens? The enemy will pluck it out of your heart. Correct? So you have to make an effort to understand. The battle being fought is this with this word understanding. Because understanding establishes the knowledge of God in the heart that you have. Right? What is understanding? Knowing the Holy One. Correct? Right? All right. The word knowing means an intimacy. So through understanding, God establishes an intimacy. Because when you understand the word of God, that's when you know that God actually loves you. That's when you begin to realize how much God loves you. It is only when you begin to understand that the fullness of Jesus Christ is meant to be received and realized in your heart and developed through your being, that's when you realize that the cross represents an awesome offer. That the fullness of the sacrifice is given to you and me to receive, to realize and develop and express through our entire being. Hello. You listening? Do you understand how it is that God has loved you? You first have to understand it, and then you have to walk into that understanding. And when you walk into that understanding, you will begin to know. You will begin to know with an intimacy that love with which God has loved you from the foundations of the world. Hello. From the foundations of the world. What kind of love is that? That's the kind of love by which God tells you that on the cross He manifested the fullness of the Son for your life. He gave you an offer. He gave you the offer of a covenant. And He says this covenant will be entirely described in His fullness. It will be entirely described, it will be manifested in His faith, His love, His forgiveness for you. And this covenant I will establish inside of you in the substance of His fullness. This covenant I will develop in your being and unveil it through your life. So the Bible says, of His fullness we have all received. That's covenant. When you become a born again Christian, you have entered into that covenant. God has opened the door for that covenant. God has opened the door for that covenant to be built in you in the fullness of Jesus Christ. But everything in that covenant depends on your response. Your response. Do you want Him or don't you want Him? Do you want Him or don't you want Him? Who will give His fullness to somebody else? Who will give His fullness to somebody else based on His merits? Who will give himself to somebody else based on His faith, based on His love, based on His forgiveness? Who can love you like that? Hello, you can't even begin to love yourself like that. This covenant that God wants to manifest in substance is of the fullness of Jesus Christ. That's why in Holy Communion Jesus charges us with this revolutionary statement, "Remember me." That remembrance is through a witness. We will talk about that witness in Module 7. But right now, today, we want to talk about substance. The fullness of Mashiach Yeshua. Messiah Jesus. The Messiah was given for you. He came and He described all that God has for you. He fulfilled it in His merits. And God has made the offer. For a covenant to be in place, the offer must be accepted. When the offer is accepted, it becomes a contract or a covenant. Hello? For a covenant to be enforced, there must be an exchange of something of worth. In this case, the exchange was made on these terms: our uselessness for all of God's usefulness. The fullness of Jesus Christ for all of our emptiness. the blessings of Jesus Christ and His fullness for all of the disasters of our life. God is making an exchange. He says, I will take your emptiness and I will fill you with my fullness. Do you want such a covenant in your life? Do you want such a covenant in your life? Ultimately, what does this covenant mean? Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3. Let's read from verse 14. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. One of the great passages of the scripture. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Through faith being through substance, right? Because faith is the substance of hope. Through faith, and that you being rooted and grounded in love, that means in that substance of His faith, that you will discover what His love really is all about. All right? Verse 18, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth. What is He describing in breadth, length, height and depth? He's describing the fullness of Jesus Christ. All right? And to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. That's what God is offering through the fullness of Jesus Christ. That you be conformed to Christ through the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. That you be conformed to Christ so as to receive of His fullness, so that God Himself may come and fill you with all of His fullness. How do you like that? Hello, this is the Word of God. This is the Word that is in accordance with all of God's name. Listening? And this Word of God comes to you in the name of Jesus. This Word of God comes to you in the merits of the Lamb. This Word of God is brought to you by the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. This Word of God unveils you as a new creation. The Word of God declares that you are designed to receive, realize, and give expression to the fullness of God. That's why you are a morning star. That's why 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19 says that this is the prophetic word made more sure. Where in your heart? Where, as the Word of God is revealed in you, it reveals inside of you like a morning star. Hello? Jesus is the bright morning star. The fullness of Jesus Christ in you is a morning star. What is a morning star? A ball of fire. Have a good look at our sun and you will understand what a morning star is. Fire. Our God is a consuming fire. In Him, you have been made complete. If you have an old King James Bible, it says, for in Him all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in bodily form. Are you listening? So if you look at the cross, you are looking at the fullness of God, of the Godhead in bodily form. And the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form is to make you complete. And the reason why the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form can make you complete is because God says, I am able to communicate the fullness of Christ Jesus into you, unfolding you as a new creation in His image and in His fullness. And in this reality, I want you to receive and realize my word. Now for the rest of this program, we're going to look at the word that is going to be unveiled in the fullness of Jesus Christ. That's the way we are going to look at the Word of God. We are not going to look at the Word of God merely as a litany of principles. We are going to look at the Word of God as communicating the fullness of Jesus Christ. In the fullness of Jesus Christ, the law is fulfilled. In the fullness of Jesus Christ, the prophets are fulfilled. In the fullness of Jesus Christ, the Psalms are fulfilled. In the fullness of Jesus Christ, all of the Word of God has a unique fulfillment in your life, amongst all of us, amongst our brethren across the world, amongst our brethren who stand in the heavenly places, amongst the nations that will stand before God in the future. You listening? The flow of God's word is fulfillment. And the reason why the flow of God's word is able to manifest that fulfillment is because the word of God is designed to communicate the fullness of Jesus Christ in the reality of that word. I will repeat that. The word of God has the capacity to communicate the fullness of Jesus Christ in the reality of that word. God is love. God describes that reality, that God is love to you, in the fullness of Jesus Christ. And in the fullness of Jesus Christ, what is brought into you is the reality that God is love. How is it brought to you? In the fact that Jesus Christ gave himself for you. That Jesus Christ, he is an expression of the fullness of the Godhead, and he communicates to you the fact that God loves you. How does he communicate it to you? Through his sacrifice. What is his sacrifice? A sacrifice that stands in a witness of blood, water, and spirit. Are you listening? And as that witness of blood, water, and spirit comes alive inside of you, you know that God loves you. You know that you are loved. And when you respond to that love, that love starts becoming perfected inside of you. And when that love is perfected inside of you, you are changed. The hardness of your heart is changed. That heart of stone is replaced by a heart of flesh. Listening? Hello? The word of God must be perfected and completed inside of us. To be perfected and completed inside of us, the word of God must bring into us the realities that stand in the fullness of Jesus Christ. That means when the word says, thou shalt not steal, the reality of not stealing is established inside of us in the character and nature of Jesus Christ. Can you see that? Thou shalt not covet. That's the word of God. It's a commandment. But that commandment is fulfilled in you and me through the nature, correct, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the communication, right, of his character. Are you listening? Right? So, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Well, how does that come to us? It comes to us, right, in the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ over us. Right? The joy of the Lord over us. And that joy is communicated in us as a strength. How is that strength manifested? In his spirit and his life. It is communicated in his faith and his love for us. If you receive the faith and love of Jesus, you will be a strong person. And you will take delight in the Lord your God. You will have a joy in the Lord your God. And that delight will be a joy in the Lord who is your strength. Can you catch it? And if you sit down and you look at every part of the Bible where God is telling you a promise, if you look at it and you understand it by the Spirit in Jesus' name, you will see that it ultimately means that it will be communicated to you in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. My God is my strong tower. Right? That's the reality of the faith and love of Jesus. It's like a strong tower. It's like a tower of faith. A tower of strength. Right? I am your rock. What does he say? That the substance of my reality, when it's manifest inside of you, it will be like a rock. It's unshakable. Right? Are you listening? See, that is what the Word of God wants to communicate into you. Jesus didn't simply make statements like, I am your rock or something like that. Right? I am your defense. Right? In the Psalms. Right? God didn't just simply make statements like that. He meant to fulfill that statement. And to make that statement come alive in you, He has to bring into you the reality of His Son. Right? When you stand in the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ, God will defend your life. Are you listening? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The seeing eye and the hearing ear, God has made them. Correct? The pure heart, how is it going to come? In the substance of the Master's fullness, a heart of flesh. Amen? So now you're looking at the Word of God becoming part and parcel of your being. And you need to understand that in Jesus Christ, every blessing in the Bible can be fulfilled in your life in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Are we blessed or what? Amen. Praise the Lord. Shall we pray? Father, your word says that you have chosen to manifest all the fullness in Jesus Christ. That his fullness is meant to fill all in all. That the destiny of the Christian church, the body of Christ, is to manifest the fullness of him who must fill all in all, Father. So we pray. That as you communicate your word to us here and to our brethren across the world and in the heavenly places, both Jew and Gentile, Father, we pray that you will bless us with the fullness of the word that will unveil the fullness of Christ Jesus, so that your word will be revealed to us according to all of your name, Father, so that we will stand in the word that causes us to tremble in awe at you, Father, for that is the true word, the word that enables us to see you. The word that enables us to receive and realize your fullness, Father. So we pray that you will truly glorify your word according to all of your name within our beings, within the body of Christ, uniting the body of Christ in that reality, uniting the body of Christ in the substance of the Master's fullness, unveiling the body of Christ as a living temple, Father, in which, O God, his testimony will be alive from hearts unveiled as morning stars. So Father, as we have received your word, we ask you to bless us in your word. We ask you to inspire us in your word. We ask you to enable us through your word. We ask you to create us through your word. We ask you to unveil us in the fullness of Christ Jesus. We ask you to unveil us in his image. We ask you to enable us to do all things in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all that your Holy Spirit has ministered to us today. And we pray that as we commit, O God, this message on the fullness of Christ Jesus into your hands, that you will bring the fullness of Mashiach Yeshua, Father, into each one of us, so that we will live in his precious name, that he will become the treasure of our hearts. And we pray for all of this to be made alive to us through the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to go through that questionnaire with you just for a short while. You will find in this questionnaire, there are more statements than questions. The reason why they are all statements is very simple. The idea is that, can you actually say yes to understanding those statements? I don't expect you to understand them in their fullness, but I mean, that are those statements something that is alive in your heart? Has a beginning been made in your heart? Let's look at the first Kolki dot. We have come to understand that the pure heart that will ascend into the mount of the Lord is a heart of flesh. There are verses given for that. And we have come to understand that this reality of flesh is precisely and exclusively defined as the living bread of the I am of the Lord Jesus Christ. The verses are given. The I am of the Lord Jesus Christ is an expression of his fullness as expressed in his person, his nature, and his being. You know where that comes from? It comes out of the Greek word hypostasis, right? Found in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. We took three versions of the Bible. The New American Standard, the New International Version, and the New King James Version, right? And we found those three words for hypostasis. His fullness is to become the construct of our heart of flesh in fully subordinate terms. That means we are subject to the Lord. And that's very important. You need to understand this. You need to pray this into your hearts. Right? Pray by the Spirit. Alright? Because you cannot understand this statement intellectually. It is describing entirely a spiritual mystery. And I use that word mystery because the Bible says that Christ is a mystery. The mystery of Christ. Alright? So you must understand that everything that is a mystery is unveiled to you as revelation knowledge. That's why we had Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. Remember that? That the God of our Father, that the God of the, let the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ will give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him, so that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of His calling and what is the surpassing greatness. What is the hope of His calling and what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints? And what is the surpassing greatness of His power towards you who believe in Him? Right? All that. Right? All that is a revelation. Okay? Second Kolkidot. The fullness of Christ Jesus is a living expression of His I Am being communicated into a heart of flesh. Hear the tapes and that's what it's saying. This heart of flesh is of His fullness. So the flow of Scripture unveils a heart of flesh that is of the very fullness of Mashiach Yeshua. Can you see the mystery of the fullness of Christ Jesus through which God actually communicates His word into us? Understand that this is a mystery beyond the intellect of man. How do you enter into a mystery that is beyond your intellect? You pray in tongues. All right? Now these are revelations that will take time to come forth in your life. John 1:16, NASB reads, "For of His fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace." Can you see that the heart of flesh that God wants us to have is of the fullness of Christ Jesus? And this is the fullness of His I Am communicated. The fullness of His I Am communicated is the bread of life. The highest intent in the communication of Scripture is to communicate the bread of life, the actual fullness of Mashiach Yeshua into us. The word that communicates the fullness of Christ Jesus is the bread of life. Catch it? Fourth Kolkidot, do you clearly understand that the heart of flesh in each of us is the exclusive creation of God through the actual communication of His word? This communication of the word into us is entirely of the fullness of Mashiach Yeshua. This word communication has the intent of making the word alive to us in Jesus' name. This word communication has the intent of making the word alive to us in the fullness of Christ Jesus. There's some repetition there. But I just want you to hear and hear and hear, because it is by hearing that you receive the understanding. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, the understanding comes through substance, right? So hear and understand. Next Kolkidot, can you see that the flow of Scripture culminates in the communication of the Word of God through the actual fullness of Mashiach Yeshua? I'm repeating the same question I asked earlier. This communication is 100% the work of God. Give you the verses there. Right? This communication gives us the actual testimony of God. Where? In a heart that you have. The testimony of God is unveiled in the fullness of Christ Jesus, in His I Am actually communicated in fully subordinate and dependent terms into the tablets of our heart. We can now see that the flow of Scripture culminates in the communication of the Word of God through the fullness of Mashiach Yeshua. This is why Colossians 1:19, New American Standard reads, "For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Him, Ephesians 1:23 tells us that the fullness of Christ Jesus is to fill all in all. Right? You can understand? At least you can understand 50% of what is written here, right? I think most of you here can understand at least 50% of what is written here. That's an amazing thing, all right? Don't take that lightly. Next Kolki dot. The fact of God communicating the scripture into the tablets of our heart in the fullness of Christ Jesus is the fundamental basis to the unveiling of what the Bible calls the mysteries of God. Hello? All that is hidden in God. All that is hidden in God is communicated to you in the fullness of Christ Jesus. Can't come to you any other way. All right? Okay. Next Kolki dot. One of the essential reasons as to why the Word was made flesh was to define the fullness that would give true expression to the Word of God. This is why the fullness of Mashiach Yeshua is to fill all in all. And this can only be accomplished through the Word of God being communicated in His fullness. Do you understand that the body of Christ is charged with this task of unveiling the Word from hearts of flesh? Hearts of flesh expressing the fullness of Mashiach Yeshua. Ha, here comes the interesting question. Can you explain how God communicates the fullness of Christ Jesus to your work group? Look in the mirror and you will find your work group. Praise the Lord. All right. Should we just pray? Father, we pray, Lord, that you will manifest this questionnaire with a living understanding, a growing understanding within the tablets of our hearts. Because we know, Lord, that all of this is a mystery. All of this is a supernatural communication. All of this can only be communicated with understanding by your Holy Spirit, Father. So we ask you to release into each one of us this ability to receive and understand what this questionnaire carries, Father. We ask you to open our hearts that we will receive the light of life, Lord. And we pray that this understanding that you give us will enable us to come into an intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the intimacy in the Lord Jesus Christ, may we truly come to love you, Father, with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray all things, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for what your Holy Spirit has ministered to us today. We thank you, Father, for what you have willed into our lives. We thank you for blessing us in Jesus' name. Amen.